The Copa America Centauriò Soccer Tournament is taking place in stadiums across the U.S. this summer, and the games are filling TV screens around the world.
Suddenly, it's 10-a-side soccer, and just seconds later, the best center back in the world.
Set pieces, Mr. Stone.
And right here in the Valley, three big games are being held at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale. And as soccer, or football, continues to grow in popularity in the U.S., one Arizona city is taking advantage of it. Tucson now has 14 Major League Soccer teams who stay, train, and play games at the Keno Sports Complex during the league's preseason. And the show's Lauren Gilger is with me for more on this. So, Lauren, how did Tucson become such a hub for Major League Soccer?
Well, it kind of started out of a big loss for the city. Tucson used to have three Major League Baseball teams there for spring training every year until they all moved up to the Valley several years ago. The Chicago White Sox went to Glendale, and the Rockies and the Diamondbacks went to Salt River Fields near Scottsdale. So they wanted to do something. I talked to Tom Moulton about this. He's the director for Pima County's Attractions and Tourism. And he says they already had FC Tucson in the city, which is a feeder team to Major League Soccer. And they knew that some teams were looking for a warm place to do preseason training in the winter.
So we had to take a look at our professional baseball stadiums that were built to the standards of Major League Baseball. And we committed to maintain the turf out there. And with the help of FC Tucson, we took a hard look at what sport is not only engaging the youth in Tucson, but also is becoming a very fast-growing professional sport. And so we were able to successfully convert professional baseball over to soccer with some minor expenses.
So they took the entire north side of the complex, which had been home to the Arizona Diamondbacks, and converted it for Major League Soccer play.
And lo and behold, after 5 years of plugging away, we're now in the rankings as far as favorite places for the teams to go and also for the fans to be seen. Where we weren't showing up on the radar at all, and now we're categorized as the 25th best town to go see Major League Soccer. So we're moving up.
And Lauren, Pima County's Board of Supervisors just approved incentives for Major League Soccer for the third year in a row?
That's right. And Moulton says those incentives really helped pull some of these teams from Florida for the preseason as well. The board just approved $130,000 in sponsorship incentives to teams who come to Tucson, stay in unincorporated hotels there, mostly resorts, and market themselves during the preseason. And Moulton says this is money that is pumped back into their local economy.
The teams come and they stay in hotel rooms. And some of that money comes back through bed tax. Some of it comes back to the community through sales tax and to the state. And, of course, the state then, you know, puts some of that back into the county. And then they go out and they have to eat in restaurants and they go to nightclubs and other things that there are to do in downtown in the area. So we don't know exactly how much money they spent in the restaurants, but we do know how much money they spend at the hotels and in marketing. And if you add all those numbers up, we call them direct expenditures. That's actually dollars that we can track. And all 14 teams spent about $1.5 million.
And he says they're able to generate as much revenue at the Keno Sports Complex by using it for soccer and other semi-professional and amateur sports events as they used to when they held spring training there.
So why does he think soccer is doing so well in Tucson?
Well, he says so many kids play soccer when they're really young. It makes sense that the sport seems to be gaining ground all over the country.
I think the roots are almost in every school. So the interest is really developed at a young age. And the soccer teams now around the United States are able to attract soccer stars from the world. And since the number one sport outside of the United States is football, which we call soccer, it's really exploded in many cities in the United States. So I think you combine all of that together, and it really seems like soccer is finally taken off.
That's Tom Moulton, director for Pima County's Attractions and Tourism. He's talking about the growing popularity of soccer in Tucson and all over the country.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks, Mark.